This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thanks for tuning in to this Saturday's Horse Show. Although working in frigid cold weather may not be ideal, many equestrians can't afford to stop working with their horses for the entire winter. For some training tips and things to watch out for in the winter, I spoke with Bianca Massa of Bianca Massa Performance Horses. She started off with a little background on herself.
I've been doing this since 2007, so quite a while now. My parents have been doing it for obviously much longer. But basically, we combined both of our places into Massa Stables. Thanks to Penny and Jim Steerin, they let us purchase their facility. And so we've been renovating and all kinds of good stuff. And we're up here, and we're basically just training and giving lessons and working with the average rider and the advanced rider. So we try to get to everybody.
Now, do you prefer English riding or Western riding, or do you work with both?
We actually do a little bit of everything. We do dressage technique. We use basic dressage in a lot of the things we do. It really doesn't matter. It's pretty much all the same. That's one of the big things that people, misconceptions that they have, that Western riding and English riding are so vastly different, and they're really not. They just want a little bit of a different carriage on a horse in English versus Western. I mean, it's really the same exact thing, and it's not going to do any good to, you know, not make your horse well-rounded. So we're very much into versatility. We want versatile horses. You know, they should be able to do whatever you ask them to do, and without any hesitation. So, and it's very important. We're very much on body language and body cues and using the horse's body in order to control it instead of getting so fascinated on the head. We do a lot of riding, bridleless riding, and a lot of riding in halters and things like that to create softness.
Bridleless riding, that sounds quite interesting.
Yes, it's very interesting. It usually makes some people a little bit uneasy. They kind of look at you like you're maybe a little off your rocker when you say that, but it's actually very important, and I actually do it quite a bit with some of my students because a lot of times people just get so concentrated on the horse's head and pulling him around and jerking him around, and that's just not where it's at. You're not gonna, those animals are extremely intelligent, and the more you fight them, the more they're gonna fight you. So controlling them with your body is, you know, the most important thing. And when you have a neck rope on a horse and you're riding bridleless, you can't pull on their head. It's just, you know, it's not gonna happen. And so you have to use your body in order to move that horse. And a lot of people, obviously, when they first start out with it, they really struggle because they're so used to manhandling their horse instead of guiding them and just, you know, moving them with their body. So a lot of times it poses a big challenge for people, but in the end it really, really helps their riding and really makes their horse better, and they obviously have a happier horse when they're done.
Very interesting, and definitely some very good points. Now, you said that you work with riders of all levels of experience?
Yes, we do. We actually are very big on working with horse and riders. So in our training program, we actually really encourage the owners to come throughout training, get involved with your horse. We want you here. We want you to show you what we're doing and explain to you how to keep your horse that way, because, you know, if we can get you riding great and we never see you again and you can, you know, correctly train your horse and keep it going as it is, that's wonderful. You know, we don't want to be anybody's crutch. We want to help them out and, you know, be their training aid. And then once they've advanced, that's just wonderful. We're not, you know, we're very much an advocate of the horse. So sometimes people come in and we tell them, you know, a lot of times it's not the horse, it's the rider. And there's a lot of people that don't like to hear that, but, you know, it's kind of one of those things that sometimes you just got to tell them, and it's not fair to the horse, so.
Bianca, obviously it's a bit of a challenge for people to continue working with their horses over the winter. What do you recommend that people do if they want to continue to work with their horse in the winter months?
Well, it's really important that you properly cool your horses down anytime you're working them. That's our biggest concern in the winter as far as working with your horses and all of that. It's very, very important that you properly cool them down whenever it's extremely cold out. They're sweated up or anything like that, it's important to put a blanket over them, cool them out properly. They need to be totally dry before you end up turning them out. That's extremely important, because if they get cold, they can get sick, they can get multiple things, and they can definitely die from that. And it's happened to a few people that we know in various times during the year, whether it be the summer, the winter, the fall, it doesn't matter. Regardless, you have to always take proper precautions whenever you're working your horses to cool them down. And the winter is no different. If anything, the winter is, you know, when you really have to pay close attention. We work our horses, obviously we have an indoor arena, so we have access to good ground, good footing, and a little bit of a warmer environment, not too much, but it's really important to have good ground and not be trying to work your horse on rough, you know, jagged ground. It's not going to help you any, and it can bruise your horse's feet and whatnot. So very important that you kind of, you know, take into consideration your outdoor elements and just try to be as safe as possible and work maybe at a slower pace and just, you know, work on the basics during the winter.
So the most important part about working with your horse in the winter doesn't even have to do with the actual workout. It is the after process of making sure the horse is cooled down afterwards.
Yes, most definitely. That is the biggest concern with any type of training in the winter, because we do live, obviously, we're in a part of the U.S. that gets pretty cold. We get down there and we can't stop working our horses. We have to keep going. We can't let it slow us down. So we just have to work around the elements and make sure that the horses are really cared for and properly cooled down. And like I said, you can do, you know, we're working our horses at the same pace. I mean, obviously they are getting sweated up. You know, we're loping, we're doing maneuvers and all of that. It's very important too to properly warm your horse up. So you can't just pull them out of their stall and just take off, you know, trying to work on your rollbacks and your spins and whatnot the minute that you pull them out of their stall. That's just not going to work out. And especially during the winter, obviously they're kind of stiff, they're a little stoved up. So it's really important to jog them out, get them stretched out before you start working on your maneuvers and things like that.
To learn more about Bianca Massa and her training methods, you can search for Bianca Massa Performance Horses on Facebook and YouTube, or call her directly at 618-339-0063. That's all for this Saturday's Horse Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh. Thanks for tuning in.